This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. After the first case of Ebola virus was confirmed in the Congolese city of Goma this weekend, the World Health Organization is warning that the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo might be considered an international health emergency. The WHO says more than 1,650 people have died in the current outbreak in eastern DRC. About 12 new cases are reported every day. Over the weekend, unidentified attackers killed two Ebola health workers in eastern Congo. That's the latest in a string of assaults that have hobbled efforts to contain the outbreak. The workers killed have been getting death threats since December. The UN Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he would reconvene the WHO's emergency committee to decide if the outbreak now constitutes an international health emergency.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another. And violence and insecurity continue to undermine the response. We're dealing with one of the world's most dangerous viruses in one of the world's most dangerous areas.
In the United States, nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally got off to a low-key start on Sunday. In targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by to offer sanctuary and advice. People fearing they might be targeted were advised they didn't have to answer the door to an ICE agent without a search warrant. They didn't have to answer questions without a lawyer present. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants who usually reach the United States through Mexico. You're listening to VOA News. An avowed white supremacist was sentenced to 419 years on state charges for deliberately driving his car into anti-racism protesters during a white nationalist rally in Virginia. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
James Alex Fields has already been sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crimes charges. One of the protesters in the crowd that day in Charlottesville 2 years ago was killed. Heather Heyer. Susan Bro is her mother.
The situation started years ago and didn't end today, but I feel like he's at least in the hands of justice.
Constance Young was injured in Charlottesville. She wishes there was more force behind the prosecution.
White supremacists like James Fields are much more of a threat to me and people like me than ISIS or any foreign terrorists. Yet Mr. Fields was not prosecuted as a terrorist because our nation continues to minimize the brutality of white supremacy.
President Trump sparked controversy at the time when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. I'm Ed Donahue.
Four Democratic Party members of the U.S. Congress have appeared together before reporters in a collective and blistering show of force to rebut President Donald Trump's social media and verbal volleys against them. Trump set off a firestorm of controversy on Sunday by tweeting that the lawmakers should, in his words, go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, even though three of the four were born in the United States. The congresswomen had plenty to say in return. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley says President Trump's xenophobia and bigotry is
a disruptive distraction from the issues of care, concern, and consequence.
Minnesota's Ilhan Omar, the only one not born in the U.S., says the president should be impeached.
Report on the bile of garbage that comes out of his mouth, or we can hold him accountable to his crimes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says going back to her country means
the great borough of the Bronx.
Most congressional Republicans have been silent about the controversy, but South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who is black, says the personal and racial attacks are unacceptable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Asked on Monday whether his comments were racist, Trump told White House reporters, not at all. Iran threatened on Monday to revert its nuclear development program to pre-2015 levels before it agreed to restraints under an international accord, that is, if the countries who also signed that accord fail to help its economy. The 2015 International Pact called for sanctions relief for Tehran as it agreed to curbs on its nuclear program. The United States withdrew from that accord last year and has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA.